Thai drama seen on cable television, and you're listening to Days Gone By with David Lefkowitz on UNC Radio, you lucky people.
Happy 20th anniversary. No, not for Dave's Gone By. We're only in our 14th or 15th year now. But to Eva Heinemann, who has been hosting her theater review program, High Drama, on Manhattan Cable TV for 20 years now. You can see it every other Saturday at 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern time, so that'd be 11:30 our time. You can even stream it, though, anywhere at MNN.org, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org. So what Eva does on High Drama is she reviews theater, usually with co-hosts or some guests that she reviews with. Since she sees all the shows on, off, and off Broadway, it is always a delight to have the lively and fun and smart Eva Heinemann with us in the neighborhood here to talk about the Tonys. Welcome back, Eva!
It's good to be back. I love that neighborhood. I love it. That's cute. You know, I love puns, so.
Oh, there you go. We love having you on, and your energy is always so great. So, you were excited about this, not just about the Tony Awards that will be on tomorrow night, but you physically went to the announcement of the Tony nominees. When was this, and tell us what that was like.
So exciting. We got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we got there, and they had a lovely breakfast spread for us and everything, and everybody was there, and it was at the Paramount Hotel where Queen of the Night is, so it was all very glamorous looking and glittery, and they come out, Nikki and James and Andrew Rannells, and they're all dressed to the nines. You wouldn't even know it was morning time, and it was just so exciting. Everyone was just so happy, and like one of the special awards went to Brian Stokes Mitchell, which everyone was excited about. And I was excited because Regional went to Paper Mill Theater in Millburn, New Jersey. Oh, my God, I love this place. Sometimes their shows are even better than the ones on Broadway. And some of their shows, like Newsies, ends up on Broadway. It's so easy to get to from New York City, and it's always a treat to go there. And at one point, they were facing bankruptcy and going under. But everyone loves this theater so much. Josh Crizzetti started out, Ron McClure started out there. So they raise brilliant people. They're wonderful. I can't praise them enough.
Were there any moments when people either gasped or little moments in the audience for the announcement of the Tony Awards that you were there that you felt a certain like, ooh, people weren't expecting that? Or did you just get the sense of, oh, Hamilton again, Hamilton again, Hamilton again?
Yeah, I think we were just all, like, so expecting Hamilton that I think half the time people probably weren't even paying attention. But they all got excited about Stokes. Everyone loves, they call him Stokes. They all excited about Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Cool.
I gasped over Paper Mill.
Nice. Well, let us all gasp together over our category here that Eva will talk about with us. It's Best Leading Actor in a Play. The nominees are Gabriel Byrne in Long Day's Journey into Night, Jeff Daniels for Blackbird, Frank Langella in The Father, Tim Pigott-Smith for King Charles III, and Mark Strong, the lead in A View from the Bridge. Eva, your thoughts?
Well, this is an exciting category because they all deserve to be there, except one I'm just going to dismiss immediately. It's not his fault. Mark Strong was in the worst. I can't stand this director, Ivo van Hove. He's like the flavor of the month. The Emperor is naked, guys. He is just vile and despicable, and we won't even go there because I will start to swear, and I don't want to do that, so just...
Oh, my God. Now, hold on, Eva. Did you hate The Crucible as much as A View from the Bridge also?
I couldn't even, at least at The Crucible, there was an intermission so I could walk out.
Ooh.
He has this horrible music underscoring the entire time that just, it's like chalk on a blackboard. So you can't listen to the play, you can't pay attention to what's going on, your nerves are just so like on edge from this horrible noise that won't go away.
Whoa. All right, so you did not like A View from the Bridge, and therefore Mark Strong's lead performance suffered from that for you. What about the other four nominees?
Okay. Gabriel Byrne and Long Day's Journey into Night. For the first time ever, this is actually Mary Tyrone's story. Usually they focus on the men.
Right.
But this time, Jessica Lange just took over it. It was incredible. And I love the fact that they're all upset about her being a morphine addict while they're all alcoholics and chasing after whores. But Gabriel Byrne, he was so perfect in the part. Wow. Because you could actually imagine him as this matinee idol that turned all the women's heads and as being cheap and still so handsome and sexy, and you still want to be with him even though he's a horrible person. He held his own. So, yes, he was very good. Jeff Daniels in Blackbird. Now, this is interesting because I saw it when it was off-Broadway when he did it with Alison Pill.
Uh-huh.
And that version was so exciting to me because it was very cat and mouse. It's like he had an inappropriate relationship with this very, very, very young girl, and now she's back to confront him. And sometimes she's in control, and sometimes he's in control. Sometimes she's the bad guy, which you never expect, and he's the bad guy, which you do expect. But in the version I saw, he was like, from the very minute, it was like this one-note, like, anger, you know,
yep.
area, and she was whining, Michelle Williams was horrible.
Yes.
I heard later that he gives a different performance every time. They had the same blocking by Joe Mantello, but they changed, like, the perspective and how they do it and the line reading. So I saw a bad version, and there might be a better version, so it's hard to say, but I love Jeff Daniels. I think he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, no, I was terribly disappointed seeing Blackbird, because not just in Michelle Williams, who was so eccentric, but Daniels was just at 110%, shaking, quivering, running around like crazy, gave him no place to go for the rest of the play. And I was disappointing him.
You must have been at the same performance
yeah.
I was, because sometimes he doesn't do that. Sometimes they do it back and forth, which is, it's supposed to be a psychological
yeah.
thriller, and it wasn't that in that particular performance. So
okay, so next we get to Frank Langella in a play called The Father, which is not, we have to keep saying, the August Strindberg play, The Father, but a brand new play about Alzheimer's. Your thoughts, Eva?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, he just got the Outer Critics Circle Award, and he gave one of the most moving speeches I have ever heard. I mean, he exposed himself to us in this Outer Critics Circle, where apparently he was having real troubles with this part and memorizing the lines. It was almost like art, life imitating art. It just got so under his skin or something that he almost felt like, oh my gosh, all I've ever been is an actor, can I still do this? And so he had the same doubts as his character. And the way it was directed, you in the audience feel what he's going through, because the scenery changes and actors and actresses change and situations change, and you don't know if he's being gaslighted or what, and then you realize, oh my God, this is what Alzheimer actually feels like. And he wasn't not the usual chewing of the scenery. He was this character. He was marvelous in this. Oh
wow.
My gosh, he was amazing.
Okay. All right. I think I'm sensing where you would vote if you were voting for the Tonys, but we still also have...
We haven't talked about the final one.
Tim Pigott-Smith.
I'm putting my money... I mean, I don't know if the Tonys won't vote. This is who I would vote for. Tim Pigott-Smith. I think Frank Langella is going to win, quite frankly. But Tim Pigott-Smith and King Charles III, this play was a revelation. This play, everyone in New York knows about this about me. I absolutely hate Shakespeare. If Shakespeare were a good writer, this is what he would have written. Unbelievable. And Tim Pigott-Smith as King Charles III, it was one of the most moving, riveting, incredible, grounded, fabulous performances I've ever seen. I love this play. I love the play that Kate and Edward, it's Edward, right? No, not Edward.
The Prince. Prince Philip and then King Charles.
Husband. Oh my God, I'm blanking. Harry's brother.
I can't keep the royals straight.
Oh my God, I am so blanking. I'm thinking of theater instead of history. Anyway, Kate and her, William, I think it is.
Ah, there you go, William, yes.
Yes, Kate and William, they end up being the manipulative bad people, and you have the ghost of Diane floating around causing mischief. I mean, just like you have ghosts in Shakespeare with an iambic pentameter. It was just, they had this Latin chorus in the background. It was incredible. It was so good.
I saw King Charles III, and I feel very lucky that I did. And there's no way that's going to beat The Humans for Best Play. And I haven't seen Eclipsed, but boy, oh boy, I would be very happy if it pulled off an upset and beat everything else. Because it's just a smart play in a Shakespearean style, just meaning that it had epic scale and scope, but you also felt bad for the characters themselves, personally. So you really got into it.
And it's also the fact that he was defending the press that actually, in real life, just attacked him and killed his wife, basically, his ex-wife.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Not just the play itself, but you thought Tim Pigott Smith was exceptional as Charles.
Yes, everyone was exceptional, but he was and see, I love King Charles. I love Charles II. He was my pinup boy. I had a picture of him on my bedroom.
Wait. When you say prince,
I love this guy anyway to begin with, so it's like that's why this play meant even more to me.
This is getting weird now. Wait. You had a picture of who? Pinned up?
Of Charles.
Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Prince Charles, okay. Never really saw him as was he lying on a bearskin rug?
Oh, no. He was wearing his kilt.
Okay.
Outside of Balmoral Castle with the dogs. I mean, you know, it was a very princely picture.
I'm sure. Okay. Alrighty.
For him.
Year after year, we learn more things about the people we talk to here in the neighborhood, and it's always a joy talking with Eva Heinemann. But before I let you go, gotta ask you, what was your favorite play or musical of the season, on or off, or even off Broadway?
It's off Broadway. It's at the Rattlesnake. It was done last summer. It was called The Undeniable Sound of Right Now. It's the only time I ever saw a play, and I thought, this deserves a Pulitzer Prize.
Ooh.
It was about this punk rock guy who owns a bar and how the DJs were slowly taking over. So it's like, even though punk rock, which is cutting edge, its technology was slowly going to take over and wipe out everything. It was just brilliant.
Wow.
And as far as musicals go, I think they were totally overlooked. Nobody paid attention to them. Was The Invisible Thread and Songbird.
Hmm. Where were those?
Songbird was at 59 and 59th Street. Invisible Thread was second stage.
So it sounds like you had a lot of good stuff to see this past season. Not to mention, thank you, by the way, for coming to my show, Miracle of Long John's, and giving me a pretty nice review about that. Much appreciated, Eva.
Like I said, I enjoyed 2/3 of it. Weavish, there were certain parts I couldn't enjoy.
That's fair enough. That's fair. Well, I feel that way about almost everything in my life, so fair enough. Eva, always a joy. Remember, please, you can go to, by the way, Eva's Facebook page for her show, High Drama. It's facebook.com/High Dramas. You're going to put an S on the end of it there. /High Dramas. And watch High Drama on Manhattan Neighborhood Network every other Saturday at 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time. Eva, happy Tony Awards to you. Thank you so much once again for sharing that with us.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure.